All right, so I don't think that anyone else will join now. So we're missing Frederico and Jing Da, I think.
Yep. Yep.
So we're missing two people. Okay. So I sent out an agenda last weekend with actually six agenda items on it. This is the opening and welcome. Are there any remarks on the agenda? You guys want to change or remove something? If not, then I propose we first proceed with the action points, which Gabi sent out right after the last call. So we have action one, which is Gabriela to make a doodle poll to set a time and date for biweekly calls. I don't think this has been done yet, as far as I can tell. So we'll leave this one open. Is Gabi on the phone?
She's listening, but yeah, I don't know if she can talk.
Okay.
All right, she's so anyway.
She doesn't have a great connection. She's on holiday, okay. But she's joined from her cell phone.
Okay, so we'll just assume that this one is open. So then we have action item number two, which is for Frederico to share his experience of working with secure emailing lists on this mailing list, the mailing list of the working group. I think that also needs to be done, still needs to be done. Action number three, all working group members to describe the secure emailing list options, discuss pros and cons. I think this, Erin has done this. He provided input for this call, and I think that Jacques already mentioned he actually came up with a second, a potential system that we might be able to use, the OpsTrust model. So I think that this one pretty much, maybe we should leave this one open, because it's, I'm also reading the other action points right now to see if there's any overlap. I think we should close this action point because it's part of the ongoing discussion. I mean, this is the core of our work right now. We're all okay with that?
Huh?
Okay. So then we have number four, which is for Gabi to check if there is a procedure for CCNSO members to join the mailing lists of the CCNSO. I think there is a procedure, and she also shared it with us. So this one can be closed. Still need to check if there's anything useful in there, by the way. Procedure.
Christian, I don't know if you see Gabby's written in the chat about section point one.
I'm sorry, I continue to forget to look at my laptop. So do it for me. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So action number four is. Well, actually, it's done because Gabi sent out. I think she shared the procedure on the mailing list. But the thing that we still need to do is check if there's anything useful in there that we can reuse. And then we have action number five, which is an action item for me to share, to send regular status updates. I've done that for the first call, so maybe we should keep this one open, I guess. It's a continuous action point. And then action number six is to update the highlight report with the most important requirements. And this is something that I also did. So this is gone. This one's gone. That doesn't show up. So we have action items 3, 6 are done, right? And the rest is still open. Yep. Okay. All right. So those were the action points. Then we have the third agenda item, which is the service models. So this is a discussion that we started during the first call, and I think that Jacques added something to that with the message that he sent on the list yesterday. So maybe, so if you look at, I'm thinking that the, if you look at the email I sent out this morning, which in which I respond to Jacques' email, I think that we're talking about the design of the system and so what kind of parameters are important there. And I think that we should consider this, let's say, for the content repository service and for the messaging service. And that's basically the, you know, the table I copied into my email. And I think that the discussion that we're having right now about the service models is basically at that level, right? So do we, are we going to use a decentralized model, or are we going to use something with an intermediate facility? What kind of interaction, how do members interact with the service? Is it through push emails, or is it through database interactions, or whatever else? So how do you guys see that?
Well, I see it the way you put it right there, right? We need to make, we need to look at the pros and cons of each of the centralized, decentralized, push-pull, public-private, and figure out, look at what's out there and compare what we want with what's out there and make a decision, right? I think that's pretty simple.
Yeah. Okay. So what I was trying to say with this table that we should discuss the pros and cons of the design of the system at this level, so to speak. So what kind of design for the repository are we going to use, like decentralized push interactions or pull interactions or whatever else, and then discuss the pros and cons. And once we've, let's say, final, we've reached consensus for a particular model, we can go and look what kind of, you know, what kind of software we can use to implement that model.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, what we could do here is perhaps, you know, if you look at the draft report in section 3, I put some preliminary text in there based on the discussion that we had during the previous call, and perhaps I should also add this table, and then based on that table, fan the discussion a little bit. And then have you guys review it, something like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do all the work here, but I mean I think that it would be beneficial if we have one or two pages that explain, okay, these are the design options that we have, let's say, that we're facing, and that we can all think about it. First, read about it through based on a document, then. Let's say give it some thought, and as a group decide on a service model we would like to use. Okay, so maybe give me an action point to, unless somebody else wants to do it, to update the chapter, what is it, 3 of the document, based on the input that Jacques provided and the table that I put in this email. Okay. So in parallel, we can explore what implementation options there are, and let's say in which of these service models, can be implemented through these software components. So we have the input from Erwin and also the input from Jacques, I think, partially. So Jacques, maybe you know, share your experience with what was it called, the OpsTrust system.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Yesterday I was talking to Fred, and Fred said he's gonna try to update, create a document or create a section to update to explain how OpsTrust works. So
okay.
I think I'll help him with that.
Okay. Good. So that would be part of chapter, what is it, chapter 4 or something?
No. Yeah, and I think it would be nice to say, you know, ops trust is in your table, a centralized this, decentralized that, secure this, not secure that.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm aiming for. Yeah.
Yeah. So map it back to the section trees requirement or I buckets.
Yeah. And perhaps it should be in the chapter on possible implementation. So that's chapter 5, I think.
Yeah.
This is where we can describe possible implementations and also refer back to the table with the design options or the service models where this, you know, this implementation would contribute to. Okay, so you asked Fred to update the document, right?
Well, I'm going to work with him.
Okay, you're going to work with him. Okay, good. Okay.
We'll go faster.
Excuse me?
We'll go faster.
Okay. All right. And maybe Erwin, could you expand on the document that you sent out?
I don't know. I'm not sure what.
Still there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. I'm what?
I'm using the same phone and headset as last time, so that's interesting.
Okay.
Not sure what I should expand on. I think I mostly described the implementation, but high-level design details should follow from that. So I tried to describe a possible implementation of a centralized repository that, well, you can do the export, so at least have the repository data locally and use that if the repository is offline during a breakdown.
Yeah.
But other from that, it would be a completely centralized solution.
Yeah. So Evan, would it be possible for you to integrate this input into the draft report so that we have everything in one document?
Sure. That would probably be an abbreviated version of the three page that sent for the last week.
Excuse me, could you repeat that?
I'd probably write a few sentences as an abbreviated version of the whole document I sent last week.
Okay. That sounds good. Okay. So once we have that, then I think we have, let's say, we'll have a draft document with a discussion on the possible service models. And we'll have, let's say, a discussion on the possible implementations. I think right now those are the two main, you know, parts of the work that we should be focusing on. Are you guys okay with that? You guys agree?
Yeah, I got a question.
Yeah.
Please. How much analysis do we need to do?
Well, not too much, I would say.
So if we think option A or B or C is the right thing, then we all make a decision, yes, let's go that way, and we make it happen?
Yeah, that would be my approach, yes. Because okay. I think that the purpose of the working group is to, you know, keep things as stupid and simple as possible. That's an important requirement. And I think that we also need to get something going. You know, we need to get a pilot service or whatever you want to call it. We need to get something up and running. That's important.
Okay.
Yeah, so, expanding on your question, I think that we need to describe the possible options, both at the level of service models and at the level of implementations, and then make a decision on both levels. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, and one other thing I was thinking about, So what I would like to do is to, have this decision, as you called it, Jacques, before the ICANN meeting in Los Angeles, so that as a group we can at least present an intermediate result at the ICANN meeting in LA. I think that would be doable.
Yep.
Would that make
sense? Oh, yeah.
What do you guys think about that? Okay. I'm hearing no objections, so...
That's a yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. So let's try to aim for that so that we also have something to report on.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you want to say something, John?
The document, is it online where we can edit, or we just edit the last version you sent?
Yeah, please. So what I propose to do is that, what I can do is I can include the small table that I sent out this morning into the document and then share that version on the list. And then you guys do the editing, and I will integrate everything back into one document, unless there is a shared workspace somewhere. But I'm not aware of that.
Christina, this is Bart. Christina, have we set up a wiki space
for this group? No.
No. So the question for the group: do you want a wiki space, so as a central repository?
We only got one document to work on.
Sorry?
We only have one document to work on.
Yeah. So, yeah.
One document. Sorry. You could use Google Documents or something if you want to do collaborative editing.
I think what we need to do is continue to work on the same document, because then it will, let's say, we'll have everything in, in one document, and we don't have to copy and paste and edit things afterwards out of a wiki system. Probably the easiest, I would prefer to work with, a document where we divide the work into chapters, for example, so people just edit a specific section of a chapter, and then me as the editor of the document, I can combine everything into a new version every now and then. Because that would, keep things as consistent as possible, I think. Would that be a doable approach for everyone? I guess so.
It's more work for you, so I don't care either way.
Well, I don't think it's that much work, because if you just write the text, that all I have to do is copy and paste it into a document, and maybe do some reformatting or something like that. Okay.
That's fine.
Christian.
Well, let's try. And if it's too much work for me, then we'll try something else.
Christian, this is Christina. Gabby dropped because her connection is very bad, and she just wanted me to confirm again that the first action point could not be done because of the holidays, and she will do it when she comes back. But she couldn't find a bi-weekly time because of all the different holidays.
All right. Cool. Thank you.
And all of the other actions are done.
Okay, good. All right, so as far as I can tell, we're now at agenda item number 4 in the agenda. And we basically discussed what needs to be done. So maybe we should move on to the next agenda item, which is the summary for the community. So as you guys saw, I wrote a small piece of text, so a small summary of the last call. I did that by myself, but maybe we should have this as a regular agenda item so that we can agree on what to communicate back to the community. So what do you guys propose we report back? I guess we should report on that we're, you know, working on the design and implementation options.
And we don't see any bottlenecks.
Yeah. Let me write that down. Additional options. No bottlenecks. And perhaps we should also indicate that we plan to report back to the community in detail in LA. Okay.
We're looking at a simple solution, easy to use.
Yep, can add that too. Simple solution. Okay. I think I can extract 4 or 5 sentences out of that. That should be all right. Okay, that works.
Okay, and then sure. We have full support for our chair.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, I think I already mentioned that in the last call. In the previous call, we had the
chair. Or maybe we have a great chair.
Oh, well, I'm not going to write that, though, but feel free to post that or I don't know. Right. Okay, so that already having said that, we already end up at the any other business, which is quite ahead of schedule. So I'm going through my paper here, and I'm lost now. Oh, okay, here we go. So any other business agenda item? So Evan, anything else you want to share here?
No, basically we're just waiting for getting enough in place before the next meeting.
Scoot, could you repeat that? It's very difficult to hear you.
We should just make sure we get enough information for the next meeting on the different models.
Yeah. Agreed. Chuck, any other business?
5 a.m. is early.
Oh, my God. It's 5 a.m. is early. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's really early. Well, thanks for getting up that early. Maybe we should, you know, ship the call by an hour or two.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you copy that, Christina?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I got it.
Okay, good.
And then the other comment I had is, so outsourcing this service is an option, I guess?
Yeah, I think that, so there was you might be aware of the CRI working group, which is actually the predecessor of this working group. And as far as I can tell, they sort of looked at it all the way at the beginning, but it kind of conflicts with the requirement that the work and the operations should be done at not near zero cost. And I was told that they had a look at a company called Trusted Provider or something. I forgot what the name is.
Trusted Intruder.
Trusted Intruder, that's the one. But apparently it was very expensive at that point.
Oh.
So that's a little bit of the, you know, the position we're in, the difficult position. On the one hand, the you know, everyone in the CCTLD community sees the added value of having a contact repository plus, you know, a rudimentary messaging service. But on the other hand, and they don't want to pay for it. And that's basically the result, that the main result that came out of this questionnaire that we organized at the end of last year. So that's a bit of a challenge, so to speak. So to answer your question, I don't think that, you know, buying the service isn't really an option. Okay, so thanks for that question, Jacques. Sure. Abibu, any other business?
No.
Okay. Thank you. So Bart or Gabi, Gabi's gone, right? Bart or Christine, maybe anything you want to share?
No. Not from my end.
So I have two things I would like to mention here. The first one is that I'll be on holiday as of Friday for 3 weeks. So I'm not sure if you guys want to meet while I'm gone. So it might be a smart thing to do. But then you will need to have somebody else will need to take my role, of course. So I'm not sure if there's anybody who wants to do that or if you guys want to wait until I'm back.
Again.
Any opinion? Excuse me?
I can do it if you want.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that's right. I think that will make sense. Thank you, Ark. Okay, so maybe Christina, you can also ask Gabi to send out a table for the next conference call in 2 weeks, which will be led by Jacques.
Or easier, if you agree to have a call next week or in 2 weeks, say, moving it forward 2 hours or 3 hours, then we can settle it.
You mean settle it now?
Yeah, in principle.
But we don't have everyone in the call right now.
Yeah.
We don't have Frederico, and we don't have, Jane Gah, we don't have him either.
Frederico's in the same time zone.
Yeah, I think they might, Frederico is in the same time zone as you is. You are, Jack, isn't it? Isn't he? Or maybe 1 hour ahead. So if we do it at, say, a decent time for you, around 9 a.m., for you, that should work for Frederico as well.
On September 2?
Yeah. Otherwise, if we, say, the reason is, if we put out a doodle poll, say, then you start floating again. If we do on September 2, say, this is the time, and make it easier for everybody to attend, then you can have another one, say, on the 16th of September.
So September 2, 9 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
So that would be 1 UTC?
Yeah.
1 p.m. UTC?
9 plus 4 is, yeah, 1 p.m. UTC.
Yeah.
And then settle the next one for the 16th of September on 1 p.m. UTC as well.
So 1 p.m., that's 3 p.m. CET, right?
Yeah.
Can we make that 1 hour later?
It's up to you. Yeah, we can do 4 p.m. as well. It's up to what you want. Or maybe you can send out a doodle poll regarding the time of the day, but settle for the Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah. So maybe we should try to at least tentatively block 2 p.m. UTC, which is, I guess, okay for the guys in Europe. Should be okay for Frederico and Jacques, right?
Yeah.
Would that be okay for you?
And for Abibo as well?
It will be 5 p.m.
Yeah?
Yeah. Then
we'll
only need
okay.
If he's right. If he's okay with that.
I would prefer
1
p.m.
Do you still want a doodle poll, or do you want...
No. So on the 16th, make 2 p.m. UTC.
Christian?
Okay.
I was just trying to get in that 2 p.m. is too late for me. I have to leave for kindergarten at 2 p.m.
So we make one then.
I'll be happy to do that for one meeting, but not for every meeting.
Are you a bit old for kindergarten?
No, it's much fun. They got Lego.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You guys are fun. Okay.
1 p.m. is fine.
You're talking 1 p.m. UTC, right?
UTC,
yeah. Yeah, well, that's my problem because I'm in a meeting at 1 p.m. UTC, so that's why I requested 1 hour later.
I can do 2 p.m. if that's good for everybody.
So what about noon UTC, 12 UTC?
So that's 8 a.m. for Jacques.
Yeah, I'm driving at that time, so... But
yeah, I'm not available at 12.
Okay.
So 1 p.m. is good.
So for the 2nd of September, let's for the 2nd of September stick to 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And for the 16th of September, stick to the, say, the 2 p.m. And then say the 16th, and then 14 days, that's 30th of September. What time is this, Christian? Is this structural, your meetings at 1 p.m., say for the 30th?
So we're talking about the 30th right now, right?
Yeah.
I should be able to make that at 1 UTC, but it kind of depends on what my girlfriend is going to do at that date.
yeah, that's what they always say.
Yeah, so I'm using that if I choose to. So, but let's fix 1 UTC on September 30th.
Yeah.
I will make it happen somehow.
So I think then we have a reasonable compromise. I've put it in the chat in the meeting notes from in Adobe. And then,
Maybe we should
go ahead.
Oh no, we don't have to do the 14th because that's already during the I-10 week. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And then at the face-to-face, you can settle on a further date if necessary. That's easier if everybody's in the room. Or with remote participation.
Yeah, because that was my second any other business item, because I probably won't be at the LA meeting in October. So if we are going to provide an update to the community, I have to either do that remotely, or one of you guys will have to do it on behalf of the whole group.
I can do that.
I was hoping somebody would say, I'll do it.
I'll do that.
Jack said you will.
All right. Good. Thank you, Jacques.
Okay.
Okay, great. So that was really my last any other business item. So having said that, I think we're done with this call. I will make an update of the document either today or tomorrow, and then I will share it back on the list. Okay.
Okay.
So I will talk to you guys on the 16th, and you guys will talk on the 2nd as well.
Okay.
So thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, and see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.